Wednesday with Tokyo on Hake FM.
To the Dallas side we go. Do we have you, Dub? Good morning.
Well, buenos dias, Texas.
Morning.
Wednesday with Dub, you here.
Buenos dias, senor.
It is. Hey, Lupe, how are you?
How
are
we doing?
It is a Wednesday, right?
Yes.
All right.
Safe.
Okay, you can stop that now.
No mas.
Just this whole time change thing here.
The time change. Getting
you know, when time changes and you're retired, a time change happens. You're just kind of like, meh. Whatever. I mean, I'll show up when I show up if I have to show up at all. But
there you go.
See, this time last week, I'd still be in my onesie pajamas eating my Fruit Loops.
Mm. Wow. And what are you wearing now?
My onesie pajamas,
there
and I just
go.
Finished my Fruit Loops.
There you
so
go, sir.
Here I am calling y'all.
Look at this.
And,
good morning, sir.
The more the time changes, the more things stay the same, which, speaking of, hey, Middle East. War continues.
Woo, look at that. So original.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I was kind of the trendsetter, wasn't I, back then? Now the bombing of Iran continues. Did we find the weapons of mass destruction?
Okay. All right.
No, I mean, we did sell them.
I heard, I heard yesterday, I guess we have a Pete Hegseth character on the show now.
He's
is
not
that
a character.
How about that?
He appeared.
He barged in yesterday. I'm looking forward to more of that. More Pete.
Okay.
Pistol Pete. Is that what we call him?
Pistol Pete.
All right.
Gets me in the mood for a frat party.
That guy's a high-energy individual, isn't he?
A little bit. A
lot of hair product right there. Well, yesterday, evidently, yesterday was the biggest day of bombing out of these old dozen days or so.
That's what they say.
We're involved right now with Iran. In fact, speaking of being involved, we're involved with Iran.
Yeah.
We still got the Venezuela thing going on, and I don't know, it's kind of went under the headlines. We're in Ecuador too.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So poor little Marco Rubio. hope they gave him access to Pete Hegseth's liquor cabinet, man. I mean, there's a lot to have to do.
He's
here
on the move.
Well,
and of course, it's all this is affecting gas prices,
seemingly.
Price of oil, and everything like that, and the Strait of Hormuz.
Ah, there it is.
Hormuz, that's right.
Keep it moving.
You know, they say if this war in Iran continues, oil could hit up to $150 a barrel.
Ouch. Mm.
Yeah. Which, why aren't we buying cheaper barrels? I mean, just...
Well, it's the oil in the barrel.
Or a bucket.
Well, anyway, enjoy that as we're... They say we might be finishing up here pretty soon, though.
That's it. No
that's
more.
What they say.
A few weeks.
Still saying that. That's because Cuba, you're next.
Oh, come on now.
Why not? Let's bring it to our hemisphere. The whole world's just exploding or imploding. I don't know. Kind of like a Dak Prescott wedding.
Hey,
holy cow. Ouch. That's the other thing this week here.
I know, right?
Are we ever going to find out exactly who did what, and why this fall?
Can you make some calls? Because I've got a lot of questions.
It's fascinating.
Man, they called off the wedding a month before the big day. I can't imagine what that feels like.
Yeah.
Probably you'd have to ask Elle next door on what, you know, the thoughts.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
No,
well, anyway.
No.
We went through
They're
it.
They're happily married.
Yes.
They're so in love.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like Dak's going to get to focus on football.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though now he's officially 0-2 in games that involve getting a ring.
Oh!
Trump made that joke yesterday, didn't he?
A little bit.
He keeps stealing all my good funny stuff right there.
Well,
and you were just saying somebody tried to drive up to the White House?
Right. Crashed right into the gate.
Yeah, because it's a gate. I mean,
that's not how it's done.
You're not going to get very far.
No.
Yeah. Did they get the McDonald's order, though, to Trump?
Okay.
One would hope.
Okay.
All right. Very nice. Well, that is it. That is all I've got. That is the end of my order right now.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I had more Dak Prescott jokes, but I guess probably Hegseth stole those too, huh?
No, he was just yelling at us.
Well, till next week, whatever time it'll be a Wednesday with Dak.
Thank you, sir.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.